The door was open again. He knew he had shut it just this morning, and in fact had checked it twice just to ensure that he had done so. But there it was, gaping widely, maddeningly halfway open, just like the last time he had discovered it ajar. The disorganized shelves inside were filled with the odds and ends from a lifetime not his own, barely visible in the poor lighting from the storage room's curtained window. He went over to the offending portal, looking inside tentatively. What he expected to see within the storeroom's gloomy interior, he did not know. It wasn't like someone would jump out from the shadowy confines to scare him on a lark, he thought wryly. He closed the door, just like he had done the day earlier, and like each time in the preceding few weeks he had found it in that particular state. The door and its accompanying room had been a mystery to him from the start, ever since he had first inherited the house after his great uncle had passed away unexpectedly. He had barely known the estranged man, his relative not the sort of person to involve himself in family affairs. What little he knew of him had come from his mother's sketchy knowledge on the topic, that he was his grandmother's older brother. His name was Thomas Graham, and he had lived to the ripe old age of 96. He had left home at an early age, joining the Navy and serving with distinction before settling down with his new wife. He had met her while on holiday in Scotland, and after a brief but torrid courtship, they married. Shortly thereafter, he was reposted to Mississippi, where the happy couple had moved into an antique manor in the countryside there. When it came time for his reassignment, he had retired his post instead, choosing to stay in the southern state. The rustic mansion was his home for the remainder of his life, even after his wife and what was to be the first of his progeny both tragically died during childbirth. The very same house that now he, his estranged relative Liam Hastane, had taken up temporary residence in. It was a glorious relic from the 1850s, done in the exceptional eclectic style of architecture made from blending both the Greek Revival method with the Gothic and Italianate styles into a seamlessly innovative structure, with spacious consideration inside with its two cavernous main floors and 13 luxurious bedrooms. His great uncle had left the ostentatious house to him, though he had never met the man, not even once in his 33 years. He had not even presumed that his great uncle had known of his existence, let alone that he would have been gracious enough to include Liam in his will so lavishly. The mansion had been a fortunate gift, and his wife had used the opportunity to try to rekindle their failing relationship, insisting on a 3-month vacation to the Mississippi property. Their marriage had been rocky at best the last few years, ever since her doctor had delivered the devastating news of their infertility. The information had struck her hard, and she had become distant, wallowing in her self-pity. She had needed his support more than anything, but he had been unavailable, the demands of his job making him blind to her suffering. He had been constantly working in that period, one project after another, a ghost in their house showing up at meals and bedtimes, with little to say to his wife before sleeping or returning to his labors. She had been very insistent on the idea of spending time together, but he wasn't sure that it was the idea of vacationing in a southern manner that had appealed to her so much, or the simple reasoning that he would be home for 3 months, unable to avoid his various husbandly duties. His boss had not been pleased of the idea of an extended sabbatical, but since he had not taken a vacation in years, his boss had capitulated at last, granting the surcease after realizing that Liam, or more accurately his wife, was not willing to kowtow on the subject. The trip down from their home had been uneventful, just endless driving for miles and miles until they had reached the Mississippi line. There, the placid weather had turned suddenly sour, the wind picking up tremendously, ripping leaves and small branches off trees, and blowing dirt and debris freely over the roadway. Driving rain ensued as well, making the road difficult to see, and the accompanying lightning and thunder came a tad too close for comfort in steady intervals.